thought of your soda because it's assuming all along, namely, that the best of blogger, because it's mentioned intervals, must consist of four different rears spread apart by three different intervals. So anybody possibly denies with it. It's a logical thing which you're assuming all along. Well, I'll read you the Ramban. I still tell you, you saw the Ramban. It's a pretty long piece. We won't read the whole thing, but we'll read some of it. Ramban, the key lines of the Ramban here are, goes over the page in this print. Moshe. It's a logical thing which you assume all along. Well, I'll read you the Ramban. I still tell you, you saw the Ramban. It's a pretty long piece. We won't read the whole thing, but we'll read some of it. Ramban, the key lines of the Ramban here are, goes over the page in this print. Moshe. First, the Ramban here is a page cooked dollar in our print in the Sushi Ramban. Definitely, he quotes the entire story, the normal sheet of the poskim, that really deal like a slug will usually need four, Bet Nachodesh needs three, and therefore there's a legitimate question to be raised, is Bet Nachodesh, what kind of this? Is it Bet Nachodesh, is it a total of three, or is it Bet Nachodesh, is it a total of four? That's the Bachlok of Rabbi Shmuel, according to Tosfos of Sin. And the Ramban goes along, plays along. Then he has the Kasha, he has Tosfos Kasha. So the kasha is, you can see here in Tos, the Pirish that kasha, the Perek Shosh, and the Gazdal, the Hay, he will call it Torah Kuhin in Echad, the high school learning of the Perek Shosh and Nagach, and they can pay a Chiddush Torah. The Dama Nagach, Yom Chamish, Asma Bechodesh, and Shish, Asma Bechodesh, and Vishiva, Asma Bechodesh, and the Tzutza, the Hoch, and Cain, Hay, he come out from the Yale, from the Kamish. Can be raw, Shorva Nagach, Shorva Lo Nagach, Tavi Rishonim in Aminyin, of the Chia Gavna, to the Rav Moda, the Lohavi Rishonim in Aminyin, Shorva Lo Hoysa, Lashum, Zman, Lo Chodesh, Lo Shabbat. It's not going to come out, it's going to be nearly best stuff longer, since the print doesn't count. Why over there doesn't count? Yesh Tachalek, Yesh Tiruga, the Yom, Yesh Tiruga, the Shavar. But well, you can make a distinction between Dida and Shoramuot. I would also make a distinction, but the Gemara says the same. The Gemara makes it to equate the two, learning one thing from the other. So you have to say, well, some things are the same, and other things are different. That's already not so smooth. Not so smooth. Not so good. Then, the Ramban quotes the Kasha of the Teret. Then he asked, I mentioned to you yesterday, you know, the Kasha, you have to prepare a Kama, cups of Rasa, cups of Rasa, come the rest of the Yomim. Chad v'Shabbos, it says Chad v'Shabbos Achrini. So what do you see? With Vada, you make Shavua, lo Kame v'Tes, Ela v'Aflog of Shabbos. No one, says the Rabbi, would ever think, Mela, the moon, the one thing, oh, he has to deal with the moon. But deal with the days of the week, and they should also be upset separate halacha outside of Aflog. Says no one would say. Right? And nevertheless, three times in total comes to a kvir. So even the way they say low dog, they did the Tanaki Ruchla. And they suggest, yeah, but the Tan is a Ruchla. He says three times, he said it twice. He's counting once, twice, three times, he meant four, he counted three, that's pretty misleading. So you can't say they're Tanaki Ruchla. Right? That's not Shigavalika China. There are bands, then he quotes the Tosfos and says, we don't have it printed in our house, but it's do. Apayom Zoravet, like Abba Sharamud also. Look up for Shabbos, for Shabbos, for Shabbos, the whole story over there. Who is the Shabbos? The Yom is the day of the week is also the Yagor. That's what he said. So the Rabban is the Korean, he has speaks across that. Lea Das, the men in this Gabbala Uchala. Because I bet Mazel Yom Gor, Mazel Shoshah Gor, he told him. Luck over here. Julia Matt. matter of intervals. Shreel aplogos shavas had dinos in kev. Shekonis malos dosa shal zu. V'chein daga shal nashim kulon. It goes at intervals. And even men have sicknesses go at intervals. Sheish pura gorev. Temu. Shata molen gorev. Temu. He knocked out the two tzmiyas. He's knocking out the two, what the two talmidim said, I mentioned yesterday. The Ramban, the Rashbon, they're all, they're both tamed by him. So the Fidaisi, man, the Yusi, lo kiv yopet, lo yopet kiv no arishon of Mechluke Aved. Shani ome ein versus elala vloga shabba. The whole thing is baloney. Only a vloga. Misha oras mit manu ubo, mit manu ben ofes, mit manu kavua. She came and she tim and she ben adam. Yeah, that's the thing. All a vloga. I was out of Sugi talking about 15, 16, 17. We're talking about Chodoshim Shavim. A little slight printing mistake over here, but I can't be precise. He said, all the months are equal. So then for 15, 16, 17, if all the months are equal, it will come out as it happens to be equal to Avlogos. Correct? 15, 16, 17, each month is 30 days. It can happen, by the way. How do you have it? By Cheshvan and Kislev. You can have it, Hakam and Maskinis, Cheshvan and Kislev, where you have a couple of Shleimim, a couple of Chesarim in a row. So you have, it's all Shleimim, all Malayim, Choshim, Chadosh, and Malayim. The 15th to 16th will be a 31 day outlook, the 16th to 17th will be a 31 day outlook. That's what the Sugya is talking about. I, the Kasha, is. We're only talking about two intervals. Two intervals. Well, how can you find one? But in his right mind, possibly say there's two intervals. The whole interval is called Vesach Chodesh. I understand. So you can say that Vesach Chodesh has 3 weeks altogether. The Ramban denies Vesach Chodesh. The half and half say 3 weeks altogether is enough. There should be no. It's the plain half logger. Here the Ramban comes up with a tremendous gish. He says, yep, the unsayable. He says that the vests of logos is the only vest which are on the Ramban. The Ramban agrees with it. The Ramban didn't mention any of this kind of supernatural stuff. Kodesh, Shippurah, Marlis. No, he just mentioned a logos. It's only a vest of logos. That's all there is. There's nothing else. He says, in that case, Kiddush Nifla, the first three are also counted. He denies what we've been assuming for a full month. He denies it. Of course, he's bothered. I mean, Rabban realized that we're going to read this Kiddush going to be done. How can you count our flugger? It's a flugger from when? It was the last flugger was a different time. How can you count it? Yes, Akash. It's on the third line. You want to look it up? On the third line of Amud Beis over here. The Alpha Gav the Kamais the Lava Flogger Chazisa. You know the first Ria is not with the same Avlogger, right? He says Avilu Achi Mode Shekovat also the Gimel Ria. He says doesn't make a difference. You can have a plug, a vest, a plug with a total of 3 weeks. The Ramban says it's fair, it's black and white. All the indications are a total of three. Where are the indications? First here now is Sugya Samach Dalek. Then back on Daf Yud Alek. Remember that Sugya we had before, Sugya Daf Yud Alek. So, if you deny the idea of the week, the lucky day of the week, kind of plural, it's kind of not a rukla, I mean, it's kind of the good of the diet. Clear, the total of three is enough. This is the Ramban. Yeah. So, this is what he says. He says, V'chein, I'm quoting over here about the eighth line. V'chein. Hold on. Okay. So if it's an ordinary day, ordinary the same day of the month, or same aflogger, Shmuel is Moda, Jacobas, the beginning of the degree, Sharif Tchila, Kevan, Sharoth, the base, Pavim, the Tesla, the Machodesh, then the Keret, Aflogger, Vesta, Mayat, the Chain, the Chol, Aflogger, Shava, Shetaplik, Vishne, Riot, Vishon, Shetaplik, Vishne, Riot, Vishon, of Noda, Vesta, the Fika, Vishon, Amin, Aminion. What's he saying over here? He's saying, it's a lovedness. I mean, part of our question is called against him, and then we've been assuming for a week or two. What's he saying over here? That she sees Aflagas Shabbos. So since the Aflagas Shabbos are existing, each and every Riyah participates in Aflagas Shabbos, and every each and every Riyah counts. So it's a hard lumpness over here. It's Veset Aflagas. But the Yisrael, we don't count Aflagas, only two Aflagas. We count three Riyahs. As long as these three Riyahs count by Aflagas Shabbos Benahem, each and every one of the three Riyahs is considered a Riyah which is establishing a pattern. Even though the Aflagas is only twice, but the Riyahs are three. That's what the Ramban says. The Gemara is Tavuchach that way. You know, the Tavari wouldn't have said it, but the Gemara, Rabbi Kav, is Mashmah, right, the Gichas. The Gemara over here is Mashmah that way. And that's Yudala, but it's the Melchon Shavua. The Gemara is Mashmah that way over here. Pashup Shad, and Afsan Hotalis. The simple reading is that way. If you deny Vesta Chodesh, you're stuck with that conclusion. You know, if you deny Vesta Chodesh and Vesta Shavua, and all the other kinds, there's a distinction between the Gichas and Riyas, which Tosafot has to make up. There's the Pashup Shad, and the Sukkot Mashmah. But a total of three Riyahs establish the best, called the best aflog. You know, only two intervals, it doesn't matter. That's the Chiddush Nifl of the Rambam. Yes, Adam?
So Rabbi Shmuel argues from four or three.
So what's Shmuel saying? So Rashi, I quote, I will vest that be look, Shirasa betes vel v'chodesh dev, yud vel v'chodesh dev. Lo yivod ha-vest ha-shazu, shirei fliga vel dilga klal, u minayin lanu shal dilu ki mechavenes. Shem etzir b'chodesh abov b'yud vov. The avet is shava. But if you're increasing aflogas, so you can't really tell. It's not clear what the Ramban is saying. He keeps making hagos at the bottom. He saw them. Mrs. Zalman keeps explaining. He says somehow it's different. He says, yeah. I'll read it to you. Maybe you can figure out better than me. I wasn't sure what the shava was over here. He has the obvious kasha. So why over here called the one sheet you need four reads? It's called the Shmuel. You need actually the Shalosh Bedilu. You see 50, 60, 70. Then that's not to be a fair, according to Shmuel, right? But isn't it a plug of Shabbos? Not a plug of Shabbos. Before the Rabban assumed that what? Come on, help me out. Yes or no? Yes, a plug of Shabbos. The Divans are all the same. No. She had a plug of 32 days or 31 days, he said before. So why does Shmuel require an extra diluk? That's his common answer over here. So I'll read it again. It says, Aves a diluk shirasa b'tetah b'chodesh deb, b'yizvah b'chodesh deb, lo yivod aves a shaldu, shirei fliga, v'lo dilgo klal, u'minay lana shal diluk yi b'chaven, shem etzirah b'chodesh abo, b'yud vo, v'yaves is shavah. U'kshe, So see, Rabbi Zalman, that's exactly the problem. Rabbi Zalman, what's he talking about? It's the exact same, haplug. 15, 16, 17, he keeps going up to 32, the 32nd day, the 32nd day, with Shleimim. What's he talking about? So he saw that he says in the bottom. At the bottom he says, Trah, Pirish, the base of the Machronim, the Hakavona, lo levet the haplugah, he came to Mao Yosef Shabbat. Same thing, again, same thing. Ela, the year Shabbat, the best of Chodesh, the Bilua Shalavana. All of a sudden, I think, I don't know where I understood the parish of the Banim, he's trying to say the undoing of the Vest would be the possibility of a Vest HaKodesh, which Rabban just denied. He said that there's no such thing as a Vest HaKodesh, but to undo the Vest HaFlaga, so this Vest HaKodesh would come into play. That's something where I think what the Zalman is driving at, but it's not clear at all what the Rabban means. Just read two more lines and you can answer the question. I'll answer at the end. Look, Shiraz al Makrasa, the Avesh shall Diluku Hainu Shlishis, repeat the Riyah Shlishis Ti, Shabira Diluk, the Aina Ruya Lekva Bitsilas, the Haina de Kama Kamai Saloba Diluk Kazise, Koloma, the Afloga Rishona Dayan Lahoya Losh Klau, Vesh shall Diluk. Al aflaga shava mitzilasa shechazav v'rasa nikeres aflagasa v'yivada avesta period. What's he talking about? So Rabban is saying like this. I mean, this is more or less what he's saying. He's saying, and then he talks about lemuda. Lemuda is easy. Lemuda is the next sugya. So the Buddha said that ordinarily, if you have a Riya in the middle of nowhere, this Riya counts Kidala Kameh. So she has no established pattern. If she sees three Riyas, the same, with two exact same intervals, so all three count. The first, the second, the third, all count, and she definitely has a Vesak Kavua. Even though only two intervals. But he says, if she had an established pattern, whatever it is before, and now she has two identical intervals, we can't count this as the Vesak Kavua. Why? Because the first Riya still belongs where? Belongs to the old Vesak Kavua. That part is clear. That works out well. The Lamud is shining. That I understand. But this, with the legal months, I'm not exactly sure what the Ramban is saying over here. But he says different here, that it's going up. The going up, if you hold that stuff, it's still going up. It says Vav, it says Zion, so you're Zion. So we say this kind of thing is a little bit flaky. That's why, for example, the Shulchan Aruch is based on the Tosis. We're not worried about Shena Kavua, Leziluk. Right? When we worry about that, but the Ramban seems to have denied this whole thing. Ramban seems to be going with which you saw it's only a thing called that exists as best as what? Havlogos, and either Havlogos, Shavas, he took pains to point out. And the Chadashim are the same. So then how can you undo it? So why should Shmuel argue? He starts to, he talks. And I'm not exactly sure what he's saying. Maybe Mr. Zalman is right, that the fear that maybe the best of Chadashim is not enough to exist on its own, it's enough to spoil it, it's a spoiler role. You could knock out another possibility of it, maybe. But I'd like you to look inside at these few lines. Everyone looks at the ear here. There's 20 guys, everyone looks inside. So we can maybe figure out what the real chat is in these few lines. I couldn't figure out what it means. Yes?
Why can't we say that that's
stupid
and
our focus
between Rav and Shmuel?
Depending on how... Shmuel holds like Tyson. And Rav holds like the Ramban.
Yeah.
Could be. We've had that before. We've had those cases before. The Ramban didn't say it. I don't think. The Ramban could have said that. He could have said it. But we passed like Rav. Could have said, the Machlokes, the Machlokes try to pass it. The Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Who should usually with the Halacha? Halacha to Rav, be Suri. Who should have never passed like Rav? Bryce is, there's other reason why some pass differently over here. But you could have said, it's going like Rav, and that's why it's a total of three is enough, and Shmuel attack argues. I don't think that's what I'm saying.
Why would you have to argue
with this? Argue in a straight case?
Yeah.
So Rabban seems to be saying, so the straight case, everyone agrees that three Riyas altogether is enough. Some of this case is different. But the question is, why is it different? There's nothing to be different. It's just plain on plug. So I need some help in figuring out these two lines in Ramban. Yes, sir. Look later. Okay. So let's not spend too much time now. I'll give you an assignment, the chevra. Figure out to me tomorrow what the pshat of these two lines is, because I'm not exactly sure what they're about to say. This is Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, this print, the first half of the first column. Okay? So that'll be the assignment. This is Shita Rambam. Okay. Now, the halacha l'maaseh of Machaber passes like Tosfos, that's with the best of Chodesh. He also the machlokas of Sif Zayin of the Pasuk like Rabbi Shmuel. Also in Sif Chet, he quotes the pshat of the Rabbeinu Hanan. That's a really wild pshat. That's like incredible. 15, 16, 17, and vice versa. Again, this is a pshat which I... it's quoted, made it into the Shulchan Aruch. Exactly. And Sif Yudal, the Machaber quotes the Tosfos, the next Tosfos. We're not worried about Chodesh Zimna by the best of the dealers. As I said before, it's not that doesn't happen all the time. It's rare. What about a backwards dealer? 18, 17, 16. I would say why not? There's a difference between going up and going down. So that would have been. For emotions, no. For emotions, it doesn't work. No such thing. He gets an eshkol or something. He gets one of the... I don't know if I like an eshkol. Is it the eshkol like it or not, Moshe? It's against the classical pulse. What's emotion svara? It's interesting svara. Interesting svara. Right. A vest has to be able to go forever. But this vest can't go forever, it's self-destruct. So therefore, it's not a vest. We don't assume that the theory can go forever. It can go forever. It's a plug of wax, right? No.
Well,
31, 32, 33, 34, it can go forever. No, the theory can go forever.
So I'm saying...
No, we've got by days. Can I go forever? Much more time. It's not a not a block. As I don't, so can I just maybe ask go better? So my son can go forever. It's not a
Jewish.
Right. It's also possible. It's all going to self-destruct. Oh, you see the 18th of 1 month, and the 17th, 16th, you go back to go down to zero. That's also part of the self-destruct.
When you go up,
good question. So you have to take this. If you're talking about vlogging, good. Talk about Kadoshim, so the same way it's going to self-destruct up too, because it's going to go on to the next month. Why is that, why isn't that a self-destruct? Yeah, I guess it's a month after a while. They go there for 2 months before they don't
want to.
There's a movie that hit it from all four sides, you know, that's what it reminds me of. I don't know. After my session, it's true. But the other parts of this group. Okay, that's that in. Now on both sides, we are we have to discuss a few more things before we finish this sugya. Number one, before we get a chance to complete the sugya, we didn't have to finish the Gemara yet. There's a funny Ramo. Do you have my spot right here? The funny Ramo. The Ramo says, I'm talking about a woman who's Mishana as a Vesta. Very strange. I have to look it up. I'm not sure. It's an English motion. It's printed. Here's right at the very beginning of the Chassida, Kuf Pei Dalet Tzif Pei, in the middle of nowhere, the Ramo, this is the Ramo 67. Kuf Pei Dalet Tzif Pei, not a Kuf Pei Tzif. Of course it comes up over there because that's where the Chiv Aprisha. Chiv Aprisha exists for Shad Vest. Then the Ramo says, Isha Shemishane is Vest of the Hak Tzif Pei, Zol Gidlo Yorim Ali Aker. You make later. Shemagi has my Vest of Tzorach Lifrosh, Yimena Bei, Zol Gidlo Yorim, Kod Zin Aker. God's mind. Wow! We've been learning so many moves, so many shiur about the preacher being a vet. All of a sudden it goes a curveball. And so I talk about a preacher for 2-3 days in a row. That's like the books we did bring up this summer. What's going on over here? What's this all about? What's this 2-3 days in a row? Kuf Pei Dalet Tzif Pei, page Ches, very beginning of the book. Kuf Pei Dalet Tzif Pei. What's it all about? What's happening over here? So the Beyurim, of course the Shach Lama Tess, otherwise the guts to see the whole long Shach, saw what he did with it, but if you don't, the Beyurim takes care of you by the Shulchan, Kuf Pei Dalet Tzif Kof and Kof. Third and last line of the page of the Ma'am Kofi. So what's he talking about? He quotes Barich, let's read together. The page Ches, the next to the last line. Yesh Mefarshim Bekavana Teramo. This is the Pshad of the Shach, we just referred to. The Maya Beisha Shiesh Avetz Kavua, Gon Shalabuza Liros Yom Chafe, the Shinsa Pama Pamaya Lahakli Riyot Yom Chav Gimel or Yom Chav Beis, the Shinsa Liyaka Riyot Pama Pamaya Yom Chav Zayin Yom Chav Ked. Skip the parentheses. The Kama Ramo Shalachodesh Avo Tzricha Lifash Yibala Yom Shek Dima Lirosbo, who could go to Megdila Yom Chav Beis Tzricha Lifash Kshagia Yom Chav Beis Meriyoto Hoacharon. You have to give some kind of a terror. You have to give some kind of terror. He says, Sal kadad ha-kamino, shashina yenibuflug miyom ha-vest atmo. אלא בייזל גמל ימים, אין צורך לוחש ליום השינוי, שאין הקבץ לפני עצמו, אלא בעצם הקבוע עצמו הוא. עצמו הוא שנות קצת מהרגלו, ולחודש אבו יושב להרגלו שמקודם, וזה כמשמע להרמות, יאף בכי אגב נחושש ליום השינוי. זה הפרש ראשון. According to this chart, the Rambam doesn't really say anything new over here. He's just quoting enough in the Mishnah. Enough in the Mishnah. What's the Kiddush over here? Why is it quoting my God's Maimini? So the Ba'al Yashuv gives an original Torah. He says, since it's only a matter of a day or two, so you might have thought that it's not really a new bet. It's a new bet. Like, what's the Mishnah's case? 20 and 30, right? Am I correct?
Yeah.
20 and 30, oh, 10 days apart. It's a brand new bet. But to worry about 20 and 30, it says also. Yeah, so what's the difference? 25, 26, 27. It's all the same thing, basically. It's all the same. You might have thought that what? You don't have to worry about it. We're going to assume to stick to the old original lesson 25. Assume it's an aberration to the correct itself. Like a pup of us, no? Like a kind of ghost. To remind us of. Yeah, a little bit. So, it's going to correct itself. So, Kamash Malan, no. No, we don't make an exception. That's how the Bari HaShulchan says chat. In this Rabbah, it'll come out according to the Shach, and it'll be the same thing, this will be the Shach. Kadanish is the same Teretz that the Bari HaShulchan gives on his own. You might have thought that the one day difference doesn't matter that much. Slight problem about that. What's the problem? Actually, there are two problems. Two major problems. Oh, first of all, according to this chart, what's the maximum number of days you should have to worry? If all you're telling us is at the end of the mission, right? So what's the maximum number of days that you should have to worry about the Torah? Wonder I'm off. What should the maximum number be? We'll give a guess. All right, first plan. Who, what? What did he say? In the case of our Mishnah, we saw Chof, Shindus, Chof, Salamis. So how many days does she worry about? Two. Right? That should be the maximum. The maximum number of days you have to worry about, this is the Pshat, it should be the number two. Either the most previous Haflogah, the most recent Haflogah, and the Vetus Kavua. That's our mission, that's time of Gimel, the base and the bottom. Right? So how can Ramah say over here, Bishan is best of the Hakim Bezel Gimel Yomim? So off the first man of Bezel Gimel Yomim, called him Alakro. What's he saying? He doesn't say, it doesn't mean, just the answer, it doesn't mean you have to have preacher for 3 days. You have to preach one of those, the original day, and the 2 or 3 days before, as the best of Kavim. It doesn't have to be a preacher for 3 days in a row. That's have the same shot according to the Shach and the Bayur. Other slight problem is, if you look at the original source, my God, my money, he seems to be referring to a case of Isha She'en Levet. Pashup Shach. Where the Shach and the Shach and the Ramah, but Isha She'yesh Levet. Look at my God, my God. What? Right. So could be that the least referred to Beth Hashem or Kavu or whatever. But it's a little bit unclear what's going on. So the God's Maimonides is referring to a case of Ein Levet. Despite these slight problems, the Chazon Ish and the Vilna Gaon and the Bari HaShulchan himself, Paskin Lekula, wow, that's Kiddush. Bari HaShulchan Paskin Lekula, like the Shach. When I say Lekula, you don't even know what we're avoiding. It's not like Lekula. He didn't create a new din. Who knows what this new din might be? Wow. What might the new din be? So, he gets a few other perush. Take the first of it, the Noda of Yehuda. The Yesha Kotsu, I'm in the Beirut where I left off. In the Bali HaShulchan, right where I left off. And halfway on the page, text. The forest, but then the Ma'irish, Ein Le'isha Vestas Kavua, Aliyom Yuchat. El Shekviyat Vestas, who ka? Shebetok, Elo Hashon, Hashnayim, or Ashtal Shiyomit. Of course, she'll see either 31, 32, 33. That's it. I mean, this is, by her, just about almost always the same way. So it's very common. She'll see 31, 32, and 33. But within that 3-day range, you know, this is irregular. 31, 33, 32, 33, 32, 31, 32, et cetera, et cetera. Chamash, nan haramo. Zibichi agam, nakol agimul yomim heim kevesis echad. Zitzarach lifrosh vimena bekulon. Kidin prisha betof onas avesis. Zeo pei rishaini bedivri haramo. Wow. This really is a revolution. We thought we're coming to the end of Hilchos Vestis, we're coming out pretty clean. According to this Ramah, and the Buddha is right, wow. So I think the Chavos Das master to this. So that's what I told you that story once before. But the Chavos Das was master, the woman has to have both tochuk. Call Onas Avestis, if you hold like the Not of Yehuda, so about 3 days in a row, that's the both tochuk. That was the one that Mai Shoya we spoke about a couple weeks ago. They said, Rabbi Yerim says, Baruch Hashem is maskim, that I'm making those ayesha of the lismo. But of course, don't worry about the message, Shem Kavua, etc., etc. We came in a roy, libdo, code of tashmish, acha tashmish, because also may have a mission of a kilomet, but chayim of the Yerim. He says that, at the very least, if you want to be makil, at the very least, you should do, ridiculous. And the crazy places claim that is the custom. Of course, the reason for this is ridiculous. Like I said before, it's almost like a common sense kind of a thing. I don't think it's halachically required, not literally the Shas Avesta, but if he has 31, 32, 33, you know that prayer is going to come in the next 3 days. And so, ordinarily we assume, wash the B'dikah Kodem Tashmish, we'll assume that's not going to come now. But if you narrow it down to a certain small number, a small period of time, relatively speaking, and you know it's going to come then, so say, well, I'll take a chance, it'll come tomorrow, it'll come the next day. That's as far as you can go, it's not going to come after that. So you have to, it's too risky. It's too risky, even if you're going to say it's not Shas Vesta, give you a make-o. But still, you have to do a bedika before. Why do you have to do a bedika after? I don't understand really. But bedika before, just to make sure she's in fact still Tahora, Kodem Tashmish. That's what I would say. Yeah. Right, I say, I want to make that deal. I forgot who makes that deal. Someone makes that deal. Mishana Vesta, maybe it's Mishana herself. She already had a Vesta. She's not Mishana the Vesta. If you look at the source that goes to my mother, it's not so clear that's Mishana. That's the problem. That's the problem. Take a look at the Biurim on page Ches. The Isha. He goes a bit further. The Pnim Evena Biurish al Nod Biurda Shal Divri Aramo Elu Hu Lai Nei Shiro At Tom and Dafka Begim Yom Elu Habu Lut Kol Gim Yom Ke Yom Az Ved Nei Be Crazy Place Because of Gam Ke Lebar Be Tzirish Al Aramo Ke Nod Biurda Elu Hu Pirish Bin Yina Ofen Ha Inya Biva Ofen Acher Hu Hu The Gemara Daf Yud Beid Nechtu Rav Meir Rav Chidim Ben Antignus Mimeyes Vila Di Shashay In Levent Asur Le Shavish Di Olo Mashem Atir Rav Yais Mishad Tashmish Chanina Mat Lo Le Shavish Avan Antanon Grabi Chidida ובתמה שרבי חנינה יש לומר, זו משם אם כן, איש הזו מה תהי עליה, וכי בשביל שאין לה וסטי גלמודה מבילה, זה סינגל for the rest of a life, חס ושלום. ומשם הכי לא עשרו החכמים, ומעט המסתר ולומר, שאם הוי רגילה לראות ביום הם ידועים, שתהי עשרו ביום הם אלו, ובאוסן היום הם עוד רבי חנינה, זה יסרו השם ימיהם. ובכי אגב לא תהי גלמודה מבילה, שאת השם השימו ביום הם החיירים. Yeah, the Valdik. So here, a crazy place is the parish there. Maybe heaven. I got my name. Dvarav Hashem to Rambam Bedin. Isha she'ein lo vetes. The lo bedin. Isha she'yesh lo vetes. Ad kan dvar. It's all about ein lo vetes. That's the much more to mention before. Ika be'nayo be'n parish no view to the parish a crazy place. Im avri yamim elo below bedik. A crazy place. Ibu teres the shamesh hakka. Below bedik. Kisha she'arva leal onat vetes she'ein a kavua. שם ותרס לשמש לא בדיקה כמו שכף לא מלכה בספטט אבל לא לביהוד זה קרה זה כאור את בטס חשבס לא תעשו לשמש לא בדיקה פיריד Now This is a wow, it's a big kiddush. Either way, either pshat is a big kiddush. as initially I mentioned earlier, reject both pshatim. But we see how his mind was working. That the really we should really pass like a mayor. But here, with people, as long as she can live with her husband, she's not going to get divorced. We should be machmir for the remaining days. Of course, I'll pay to the prophet with this pshat. Because if you want to be machmir, I'll give you a bigger chumrah. Huh. If you really want to be, you want to go, I'll give you a bigger chumrah. What bigger chumrah should I give you? We have, most women have to have chumrah, the best chumrah sadesha. So say, let her be muteres, the baal atos, you made chumrah sadesha. And that's through afterwards. Not only for 2-3 days, it'll be for 15 days. I mean, after all, the mayor is right, in theory. And the best should be asur. And all the reason we make us, she shouldn't get divorced. Here she won't get divorced, she'll be muteres to tell chasman as there. I never heard she... Not yet, anyway. I haven't seen all the pamphlets yet. But no one ever says she. So why not? Because it passes against the remain. Entirely. The bus happens to be machad these 2-3 days. On the other hand, the pshat of the Zodavut is also a chiddush nifl. Have a 3-day vessel. We mentioned Rav Moshe the chiddush pella to have a 24-hour vessel against the Gemara. So you have a 3-day vessel. That's more against the Gemara. Should have said somewhere in the Gemara somewhere. The Shama should have said it. The Feirish as it didn't exist. And therefore, Mikra did be passing like the Shach, although the difficulties there too. And therefore, could we make a la halacha l'maaseh? Again, I want to re-emphasize my old point, which I made, namely that this chat is similar to my point, the Not a Buddhist chat, that and a crazy place, that this is limited to 2-3 days, and the one, if any indication at all that the death is imminent, she should be a surah l'bayal l'pashut, even if you're going to reject these shittas. Called the Ikar Adin based on the Gemara, that's not shot in the Gemara, that's not shot in the Mechaber, that's not shot in the Ramah, but the Mecha Shmiri Voya, if there are other indications, the cautions of common sense are always in order in this kind of situation. I want to bring, make that point again. Okay, this is what it says. Again, it's a Shach. First, the Shach is for the initiation of Vestas, whereas the simple reading of the Goth Maimini is Ein Levest. True, Jonah correctly says the Ramot for quotation, Isha Mishan is Vesta. If you look at the source though, Vesta was Dr. Shah, but the original source is not Mashmah. That's the question. That's problem number one. And the slight problem with the idea of Beza Gimel Yamin, which simply read means that there could be a 3-day block. Of course, Baruch correctly rejected that. Ramuch ben Lashon the Ramot. Those are the two slight problems. Okay. Fine. Now I'm both coming to wrap up over here. And that's the sugya, the very bottom of Samach Dalai Ramadan. Okay. Gemara says, again, I'm glossing over, the Gemara talks about Lemud HaShaini. The basic sort of Lemud HaShaini is that a Riyah, which someone can be shipped off to a previous to ancient history will not count as the starting point for the next group. For the Ramban, it's perfect with his plug idea, that's already belongs to before. But Tosis and the other parts of the Parshah works out as well. In the Gemara says, we don't read more inside. The famous one of Vestas Shana Kavua. Amar HaPapa, we spelled out the din of the explained with the Mishnah Meek. Lo Amar and Ela L'mikvah. Aval Mechash La Bechada Zin L'Kaish. Vestas Shana Kavua. Gemara says, "My Kamash Tanina, Sar Mishnah." What you might have thought, that's something maybe does so. Otherwise, not Kamash Shulah. This is the halacha of Vesta Shana Kavua. Not a Gemara says. We have a dinner about. We haven't discussed this really at all. Well, a little bit. It's about Kira's Vestas. We spoke about it. You know, we spoke about it at, sort of at length. But our plug of Katsara is Oker. Our plug of Aruka, that's what we came to talk about here at best. But here's the key tomorrow, we're going to discuss it. We'll see there's a problem of gears here, so look inside carefully. All right, Papa Lomar, I'll let you to cover the plus of Dimne, the three plus of Dimne the Mekre. I will trade Dimne, but God is Dimne the Mekre. So it's three, if it's established with three times, you have to knock it out with three times. If it's established with once or twice, you can knock it up with one. Let me get more explained. Hanukkah of Asara Papa. Shouldn't think I need two to knock off two. Right? That's the Gemara explains. You know what I mean? Yeah. Look carefully now. Here's the last part onto the page. Here's the Limud Aliyah Tzroa, Yom Asim Vishin Tzal Yom Shloshim. Zev is Asur. So far, so good. That's the mission. Higia, now let's go to the nitty gritty. Higia Yom Asim Velo Rasa Luteret L'Shamish. Okay. Ad Yom Shloshim. V'choshesh Esri Yom Shloshim. Why? Because our most recent aflaga was Shlosh. Good? Again, so far, so good. Now watch this. Higia Yom Shloshim V'Rasa. So, what happened over here again? She's Shloshim, which was just what? she's twin twice? Higia Yom Esri V'Lo Rasa. Higia Yom Shloshim V'Lo Rasa. Vigia Yom Esrim Mirasa Puta Yom Shloshim and Esrim Yom Esrim Shmanesha Orach Mitzman Oba. Wow! This is really a little bit convoluted and confusing. What happened over here? Can anyone give me a straight readout? Starting from zero, going as high as you have to go. Who wants to give me the readout? Yes, sir. And check him if he's right, because I can't keep this too well in my head. Huh? Can you really read the rest of the Chodesh? Fine, no problem. Come again?
Why didn't you do 20
at 34 floor? Hold on. What are we trying to prove over here? That even if she saw twice, she gets knocked out once. That's what Papa said. So 2:30 are knocked out by missing 1:30. Okay? That's the clock. That's off the right. That's good. So far, so good. But I have the readout. What happened over here? Let's get the month straight. She started this, Rosh Chodesh. So what did she see? She saw soon the day of the month, for argument's sake. So what did she see? She said, always see the 20. 20, 20, 20. Then comes this and she sees 30. So an ear, I fell into a problem incidentally. What do you do about 30? There is no 30th of year. The Pesuk can talk about it a little bit. So I must say a chosh for Rosh Chodesh Tibet, even if that's crazy. Okay. It's still about the 30th of year, whatever that means. Fine. Good. What happened? And here, she didn't see the 20th. So she's booked until the 30th. I said the 30th. We just said the same thing again. Good. He gave up the Shlosh of Iran. She now saw the 30th of what? What we call of year. I mean, that's okay, we'll have Cheshvan Kislev, whatever. Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev. 30th of Tishrei. Then she saw the 30th of Cheshvan. Okay? Good. So she has to worry now about what? The 20th, which she's been seeing for months. And now the 30th, which she saw twice. Cheshvan and Kislev. No. Tishrei and Cheshvan. 20th passed again. That's the second time that it passed she didn't see. Then the 30th passed, the 30th of Kislev, and she didn't see. And then what happened? Higia Yom Esrim. All of a sudden, good morning. Puta Yom Shloshim. And guess what happened? Oh boy, the dormant vest of 20, which already been knocked out how many times already? How many times didn't she see on the 20th? Wait, how many?
Twice.
What?
She didn't see 20 twice.
How many times did she see 20?
Twice.
The kids, we'll come back in a minute. But the bottom line is, she saw 30 twice, and she missed 30 once. 30 is gone. One can knock out two. That's the right. Okay. Now, hold on. Now, look at the Tosa Rosh, bottom of the page. Ahochi Garas Rashi. Rashi also said Ahochi Garasin. Apparently, whenever they say Rashi says Ahochi Garasin, like I always say, how come every Rashi doesn't say Ahochi Garasin? Every Rashi in Shas says Ahochi Garasin. Obviously, when Rashi says Ahochi Garasin, what does it mean? Some of the gears are floating around. You have to isolate what that gears is, because it's very relevant. Look at the Tosa Rosh says. The gear Yom Esrim Velo Rasa, Yom Shloshim Velo Rasa, Kutu Yom Shloshim and Esrim Esrim. Afa gab la rota gimel pama biyomcha. Now where are these 3 months? Let's start again. Where are the 3 months? We claim they didn't see 3 months of chav. Where do you see that in the Gemara? She sees 30, 20 every month she sees 20. Came along Tishrei, she saw the 30th, but not the 20th. Right? Came on the 20th of Cheshvan, she didn't see that either. Then the 20th of Kislev, she didn't see either. The 3 months in a row, she didn't see on the 20th. So the Tosafot Rashi says, even though 3 months came and the investments of 20 seems to have been nekar, he says, lo nekar yom chof, why? Why? He says, came in la rosa yom lamid, kamo sheschila kvar shnei pomin. Isha the dalegas vest echad oshnaim afilu gimel v'ena roa bintayim l'zman acher v'chozeres liras v'zman vesta lo nekar vest v'kach.
Thing.
1 month shouldn't count. Why shouldn't it count? She saw nothing. Nothing in between. That's the rush there. Hold on. Ramban?
Yeah.
A flogger.
Second 30 is the third 20.
No, it may depend on how you compute the days. Do you inclusive or exclusive? Because it's really 19, it's 57, and that'll be in the Biur. Who's on the Mount of Thomas? Who gives Balamor? No? You can get that far? That is the sign? They made a mistake. After all. Oops. No, go back and put it on. I don't know if we have to put it on. Hold on. Yeah, I think it is. Anyone get to the next to the last line? Andy got there. Shinsa Riosea Velo Hishva Osa. Kvion Shinsa Pam Achas Liom Lamed Vashen Lamed Bey Vagimel Lamed Dalet Nekar Vesis Arishin Vela Vesis Klau Vim Chosra Liros Fiyom Vesis Arishin Kozel Lit Fiyuso Arisho Vichol Sheshet Lo Tomin Ache Yaka Yaka Vimena Shlosh Tomin. Wow! It comes back out of retirement. All of them have the Vesis Kavu in one shot. It's unbelievable. The Kuk Mem Ches, the Baal Yeshuchim said, but the Lama, the Me'achash, the Vesis Chodol, the Kviyuso, the Rishon, the Chodera, the Yosef, the Chodera, 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 the ולכן כל אישה שהיה לה וצס קבוע ולא הקבועתו לגמרי על ידי קביעות וצס אחר צריכה לזוכה לעולם שם הצל של דירות בו פעם אחת ליחד זמן רב ויושב וצס קומו for life for long time but if a vessel is kavua it's a vessel for life if you ever return to that vessel bingo he's discussed clearly a vessel flogus by the way Lama Lama is bathed, Lama did no stay with 34 months, the 34th day of the month. I was just talking about a plug. Right. Shinsa Rio Sevo Hishva Osa. Because Shinsa Pam Akas Leom Lamed, Vashen Lama Bays, Vagimel Lama Dalit, Nekar Vesis Arishan, Vela Vesis Cloud. If Chazra Lirals Fiyom Avesis Arishon, Chazra Lik Fiyuso Arishon, Vichol Sheshet Lo Tomin Asher Yaakov Yaakov Yimena Shalosh Komin. Wow! It comes back out of retirement. All of a sudden, Avesis Kavua in one shot. That's unbelievable. The Kuk Mem Ches, the Bar Yishuchim said, But Lom Adem Yaakash Avesis Chazra Lik Fiyuso Arishon, Chol Deretzi Liyos Chol Sheshet Lo Ki Betchila, Ukshem She Betchila, Oysa Chol Sheshet Lo Asher Yaakov Yimena Tomin, Kachafu kol shesh lo ka. Brak. Ulkein kol isha shahoya la vetz kavua v'lo akrosso l'gamre adein kviyus vetz acher. Tzricho l'zofa l'olam. Shem atzol shel diros bo pam achas l'yachas man rab v'yosha vetz komo. For life. A long time. Nope. If a vetz kavua, it's a remit for life. If you ever return to that vetz, bingo. He's discussing clearly a Vesta Flogus, by the way. Lama Lama is bathed, Lama did no stay with 34 months, the 34th day of the month. How was he talking about a flog? Right, correct. That's true, not for life. If a woman had another Vesta Kavua, she can forget about all previous. Everyone has to walk around. Anyone who had a Vesta Kavua in her life has to be walking around in the back of her head that's with one Vesta Kavua to worry about. She sees it at the same interval 5 years later, whatever, a year later, that suddenly it becomes Yesh V'yesh, Yesh V'yayin, and suddenly is Chazma Atar Al-Yosh, Kaddish Yemen Kedosh. That's what we said. So the Biurim, discusses this problem. It is a Vesas HaFlaga, Vesas HaChodesh, etc. Now, no wonder he didn't forget the Kalambo. I don't think he didn't mention it in different years. He just mentioned that he denied the whole din. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. The law of the big Biurim, the end of the long Biurim, rather, he says, No. The long prayer. Maybe he doesn't mention it. One second.
What are you reading?
Oh, correct. He says, Dasar and Page says Kuf says well. Sorry. Dasar as Zobas the ghost of the Babala and Evans the Balamor. Kuf tezvav, what's about it? The kolshin in the biru. The kolshin negra vetsis in the poem, af shalom kama vetsis acher, cholap v'holap lo vetsis shalom. Vein of chozer alea asher tazim et tikvenim echadosh yugim al poemim. How can that be? It's against the Gemara Bepereshit. The answer is, maybe you'll figure out, The Balamor is the magical person who has that other gift. Whenever the Hachi Garcin is another gift, could you figure out the gift of what? Just text that one word. One word. Who's going to figure out the word that the Balamor takes out? It's a puzzle. Gersh. Which word does the Balamor take out? Am I telling? Which word did he take out? No, I took out one word. I took out all. No. You took out one word. I'll give you a hint. The word is on the next to the last line of the page. Only a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Only 8 words. Correct. Took out the word below. Slight change. Took out the word below. Here's a girta. Higiyam shloshim virasa. Higiyam esim virasa. Not below rasa. Virasa. Virasa. That's all. That's the Balamor's girta. You can look it up. Works out. It doesn't change. It doesn't affect the raya of lamed. The Muslim is a raya from lamed. From the lamed. Right? So that's still intact. That's two goes out with one. But the fact that the Gersa Virasa knocks out the whole Kiddush, which the Shulchan Aruch quotes based on our Gersa. It's an our Gersa. What do you mean? If you don't have the Gersa below Ross, you would never know this Kiddush difference. Ordinarily, we assume that once a Vesas Kavua is knocked out, no source go back to the Svara. So we don't know this Kiddush Nifta, the vessel which is knocked out, can suddenly become recreated with just one reading. We don't know it. It's not true. That's the Balamor sheet. That's why Rashi has Hopi Garcin on. Why not? Lamed. The Raya of Rehoboth is a Lamed. Thrown in incidentally is the Chot. The whole Raya, which is Mechava, was an incidental Raya. Because the Rehoboth's Raya is to do with the Chot. The Rehoboth's Raya was a Lamed. Incidentally, the Chot happened to be thrown in. No, they're two separate minyanim. The lamed and the chav. It's unrelated. The quote that I want, let's read it inside of his gears. Why isn't it right? Let's take a look. Let's see, she used to see everything to 20. Right? Then she started seeing the 30. Okay? Then she didn't see she missed the 20th. Okay? She had to worry about the 30th, because she saw it last time. 30th came and she saw again. Second time she saw the 30th. So she's seen the 30th already twice, correct? Okay? Then let's say she saw the 20th. She modeled up, she saw the 20th. Then she didn't see the 30th. So she still needs to talk about the 30th. One more time. It's only that guy once. No. See, it's not true. The one. No. The master of 30 was on the bottom line of the page. The Gia Yom Shloshim below Rosa. That uprooted Shloshim. That's the uprooted Shloshim. In fact, she missed one month, the 30th. Right? What's happening at 20, that's a subplot, if you will. Subplot with the 20. No, I'll tell you that. Chuta Yom Shloshim and Nasu Yom Eshu. It means cheating
effect. Because she
already saw the previous month, the 20th, and she missed 30. That's a good time. It's a little bit of a cheat. According to the Baal, there's a Kiddush Nifla that came on top of Nasu Yom Eshu, or not above. According to this chat, it's obvious. Maybe not. You could have thought that if Shloshim is like a mini versus Kavua, if two means something, you might have thought that 20 doesn't come back yet, because 30 is still sort of half existing. So they know, 30 is gone and 20 comes back. We'll stop here. We'll let her tomorrow. First of all, we have to conjure over a few minutes to Ramban, which I couldn't figure out yesterday. Courtesy of Baruch Stein, when we figured it out. He figured it out. Don't be shocked. That the Ramban was like this. As we said yesterday, he denies Bet HaKodesh in its own right. He only holds the Bet HaKodesh. However, he distinguishes between two kinds of Etzed HaPlagas. One of Etzed HaPlagas when you're talking about the same day of the month, and one is the Etzed HaPlagas when you're talking about different days of the month, which is obviously a Etzed HaPlagas, which is more or less the 30 days. If it's a Etzed HaPlagas, which is the same day of the month, which obviously will presume equal months with equal numbers of days, 3 consecutive such months, then he says a total of 3 HaPlagas is sufficient. That's a psak, that's Pashup Shatma Baba Kama. That way, if you're going to equate the two, it's how you said Sakashi yesterday. And that's why it's enough to have 3, as the Gemara indicates in the first part by the Shavuos. He doesn't pick up the Shavuos. I guess assume something like that too. But it'll be a total of 3 would be enough. And I'll give you a little quotation over here. The cave and Shiraz are based from a Betazvah Bachodesh. The carrot have flogged Vesta Me'ata, the field of Havishon and Minamin. What I think he's saying is, he doesn't spell it out quite, but I think he's saying it like this, that the Chorah Tosh is right. If you count the intervals, how can the first three count? There's no interval yet. It's starting from nowhere. So I get the impression from the Ramban like this, that since he's talking only about the unique case, when it's referring to the same day of the month as well, and he sticks in Meilus. I made a mistake when I read the Ramban yesterday. I thought the Ramban was asking a kash. How can you say it should depend upon the Molar or should depend upon the Shipura Gora? Shipura Gora, we're talking, so he doesn't understand against the Talmud of the Rashba. But Molar, he doesn't act totally. But the contrary, Molar, you know, a Molar we find to be have an effect on the human body, female and male, in the whole medical analysis over there. So the Molar does have a certain role. Not that it's enough to establish a vessel. No. That he denies totally. Not enough to establish the vessel through the Chodesh. But once you establish the vessel of Flogos Shavos, then the Merlot or the month can play a role. What kind of role? If the Flogos Shavos have two of the days of the same day of the month, she says Vav, says Vav, right? Those 2 days are the same. So it's the same, so the 30 day of Flogos is the same of the month. Then we say, I'm reading into the Ramban now again, so maybe I'm making a mistake again, but maybe. Then you can say, look, each one came 15 days after the moon, 15 days after the beginning of the month. So therefore, it's very likely that this is what we're really heading towards the Vesas Kavua, because you have it's the same day of the month. Both times, it's certainly kind of a flugger from the month, in a sense. I mean, there's no month itself, there's nothing. And therefore, it's very likely we're heading in that direction. And then, guess what? When next month happens, exactly the same thing. Oh, when exactly the same thing happens next month, so we say, you know, I told you so. Already last month, I know in Tesla Bachelor, I was able to predict there's going to be a Vestas Kavua. Because things are pointing in that direction. And therefore, it counts, right? However, if you see Tesla Tezayin, so it's a flog of 30, what do you call the 32nd day? So it's Pahu. Who knows what's going to happen now next month? Maybe it'll be Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudayin, equals the 32nd day each time. Who knows? Maybe it should be established with Tezayin and Chodesh. Before he didn't like Chodesh, and the bottom explains, he didn't like Chodesh, like I mentioned to Rishi yesterday. He didn't like Chodesh enough to establish an independent, but it plays a spoiler role that I spoke about yesterday. And therefore, you cannot be in any way certain when Tezvav, Tezayin, which way the wind is blowing. And therefore, even if later on, it'll turn out Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudkes, and it turns out it's a 32-day flogger. We didn't discover that until later. So you can't go back and say that the first thing counted and you have the 3 is enough. So you have to have another year called the Shmuel. This is basically in a nutshell what the Ramban is saying. So you look carefully inside the Lashon to see if this is what he said. That's number one, left over from yesterday. Number two, we were discussing the question of the last thing we spoke about in the Shir was the question of basing on Tamak Dalam and Aleph on the bottom, the two Gersos, but what both Gersos agreed to was that you can have a situation in which you have a Vesed, Kavua, then you have another Vesed, you have to be Choshesh for even twice, you open that once, it's gone. But what we're saying is that even though Rosh the base coming, it's okay, it's also the Pama. But now I wanted to just finish up this Indian Adventures now inside just two things, and then we'll go start the new Indian of Kala. Okay? So, that'll be exciting. But let's first take a look at, we're not finished here, just to finish a little bit here in Venice. So let's take a look inside the Shulchan Aruch here. But what I'll do is finish these two sifim, but a few hours have to be made about this. We saw this, I think we read already inside, coming back a second time. Shulchan Aruch says, here on page Kuf Yud Gimel in the print of the Bali HaShulchan, for those who have it, it's like this. The best thing to start from the beginning. Let's start the beginning of the sentence. It's a good chazar. Two pages before. Kuf Yud Aleph to the bottom line. Hoyser Regila Liras Yom Esru. Okay? If you have the best kavua, 20th of the month. The Shintel Yom Shloshim Zevazah Asuri. Alright? So now you have to worry about 20th kavua and 30th ain't a kavua. Shagir Yom Chav Liriyat Shloshim. Asura Mishavetus Arishan. That's the Vetus Kavua. Vimlo Tirabo Choshesh Liyom Lamed, which is the Vetus Shana Kavua. Shinta Pamayim Liyom Lamed, Zebaz Asura, the same thing. Shinta Gimel Pamayim Liyom Lamed, Hutta Yom Chav, and that's the Yom Lamed. Three times they knock out the Vetus Kavua of Chav, and you have a new Vetus Kavua of Lamed. Fine. This is what it says. Vim Liyachash Shinta Pamayim Liyom Lamed, Ross of the soul of Chazar Vesa shall Chav from Komo Behuta Shlosh. Do we know one time knocks out two times? Fine. Now, yes, sir. Time of Tal, yeah. Oh. You took the words out of my mouth. So the Bari HaShulchan in Old Kuf Lametet, bottom of the Mametet, make the following point. Here Shirova posting the Divya Machaber, the half wheel of self cough, Kirish, Pirusha Shirota, La Flog of Kof Yom, Meriyasa Shal Yom Shloshim, Hashani, the Ophan Shaloneka Vesta Kavua, Ella Bays Pun, who be open the Poshadu, Shaloneka Vesta Kavua, Shalom, Starela Kirat Vesta Bina Gimel Pun, Vika Rabusa Shalom Machaber, within the Lomar, Sayaday Shakazar Vesta Kavua, Lim Komo. Sounds like something is like a hockey garcina. Somebody, I was arguing. So in the bottom, he quotes, this is the Madani Mela, and he agreed with him, it's the Reis Hara, the crazy place, and the Reis Meir, and the top. The Shach obviously didn't like it. Kuva B'Shach. Umashik Shah Shach. I mean, it's the Yudim now, Kuf Kof Tet. Umashik Shah Shach, I'll say that feel a low cost. The best of the best of Nek Arias, Lana Arias. Oh, so what do you have to need this whole thing for? It gives you a wrong impression. Only the Vesna Kavua knocked off Lamed. No, the Shach says. She saw Chav should knock off Lamed. Dog there, nay. Lishita to a Shik Shekain. This Svirle, the Aflog of Tzara, Keret Aflog Aruka. Kavosh Kastav to this Os Kufket. Abel Dat Habe Poskim and a Kain. Kavosh Kastav to Os Kufyud. Kavosah the Kaiman. That's exactly what he said. That's exactly what he kept the whole discussion before. The Balatanya. The three sheets back and forth. The three sheets. The Ramah, the Shach, and the Balatanya. So the Shach is all asking Lishita to. That a flog on Kassar knocks out a flog on Ruka, but since the Rov posted the whole like the Shah, so therefore they have their Pshat. Shah seems to be redundancy because at the end. Okay, that's number 1 point. Number 2 points in the Bar Yeshu. Continue left door. V'inet, hey Chashira, came the Isha Shiesh Lavet Kavul Yom HaKodesh, so Shahari Sarigilios, Echad Bakala Kodesh, Shintaliros, Tezval Lachodesh, Lachod Jachakach Liros Shu, ביחד לחודש, וזה אנחנו הפוסט. יש סוברים שבזה עדיין חוששת עדיין ליום תזבור. כי וסס ליום אחד בחודש ובסס שני ליום תזבור בחודש. יתוכנו שפיר באיש האח. You can have two וסס החודש at the same time. We saw that, if you remember that Sif Lamed Bey, you have a good memory. We saw that case. She had vessels between vessels. You know, a woman can have two vessels. Unbelievable. She has two vessels running at the same time. Vulachani and Khazaras and the Ross Yahazakolish Mapkiya Khashash Tazvabakosh. But Dafka Khan Bahablaga Amriya Shahazaras with the vessel shall have plug of cough. Mapkiya Khashash La Plugas Lamit. The low ye talk nu bay vestis elu be isha acha. See, that's pretty strong language there. You can't have two Vesta plugs at the same time. Is that what he just said? Did he say it? Obviously you can't, Shai said. It's impossible. It's absurd. It's unimaginable that you can have to have two Vesta plugs at the same time. It's ridiculous. Preposterous. Be patient. Omnam. Yes, Dorma, Misha Bechol, Inyan, Eina, Choshesh, the Vesta, Shana, Kavua. Misha Chosu, the Rosu, Yom, Vesta, HaKavua. So then is Bar, Shariyata, Acheret, Tosir, Rak, Mikra, Biyama, Vidirish, Yesh, Klahokil, Kizayazu. Ba, Machma, Tobol, Abra. Ah, that's it. That's pretty good. So this is what he suggests as far as this is concerned. Oh, now wait, we're not finished yet. Now, what if a woman has, take a look at this in the very next part of your shulchan. Look what he says. Isha Shiesha Vesis Kavua of Yom Kav Pele Dugma. Rasa Gimel Pom of Yom Kav. Oh, now what? Now what happens, Shem? Vesis Kavua of 25. Now she's a Vesis Kavua of 20. So what would you say, Shem? Obvious, no? Can't have two Vesis La Flaga. Not Shaya. You said so. So therefore what?
In Kalam is Tabashi and Isha Allah, that Chasu Yom Kape, Shalarasu Apam Kama Yom Vishonim, for 30 years, she has a Vest Kavu of Chav, she doesn't have to worry about Lamed. That's wild. Right? However, because of the Lachash Pamarisha, the Lot Sar, Avon Ewala Pamacha Shalarasu Yom Kape, Chod the Vest Shal Kape Lam Koma. Wow. The Mashik Dima, the four Vestes Kot, the Lot of Chashav Akira Gimul, the Vest Arak, because of Koma Pamacha. As we saw already yesterday. You have to remember the longest vessel for the rest of your life. But at least, all right. Not but at least you don't have to worry about two things at the same time. But as you would predict, he says, the yesh tovim, the kviyas vessels kosa lo havi akira klala vessels are. So you can have what? You can have, what's he saying, you know? You can have two vessels kavuas for aplog at the same time. Am I right? Isn't that what he just said?
It's just not an Akira.
No. It's not an Akira. I mean, it still exists. You have to worry about it. That's what he seems to be saying. That's unbelievable. And he makes the point. If it gets longer, it's one thing. If it's shorter, something else. Oh. Now, this is just a tremendous shiloh over here. We kept saying before, it's impossible to have two vessels kavuas on plug. Impossible. We just said before. Lo you talking. What's the Lashon before? Lo you talking? Didn't we just say that before? The Lashon, lo you talking? Yeah. Here's you talking. He said, the best code is you talk to Shah Bibi Sharasta. But by Havlog of implications, lo you talking. All of a sudden, the next Sivkot is Shon you talking. You can have two vessels, Kavua and Havloga, at the same time. It's pretty remarkable. But that's what some folks say. That's what some possible say. Now. Oh. With all this, I want to introduce one more from the Kuda, and I want to try to analyze this whole business, and we'll get to the column. And that is, there's another issue which is raised by the Balatanya, which we haven't had a chance to discuss yet at all. The Balei Shulchan quoted in two places in Sifkotin Sadi Tet and a Sifkotin Kuf Nun Zayin. And that is as follows. See it in Sadi Tet, it's easier. He says, we have a cloud. You can only establish vest but based on the beginning of the vest, right? That's how you sow. Only the beginning counts. Everything else doesn't count. So he said, that's true. That's correct. Nothing else counts. However, the Balatani claims, if the first, she sees, and let's say she's seeing on the 20th of the month, 20, let's say. The next time she sees the 19th of the month, and it goes to the 23rd. So the Balatani says, granted she's not establishing a vest for day 20, but neither is it an akira of the Yom HaKodesh of 20 either. Why? Because the Riyah continued into day 20. As long as the Riyah continued into day 20, so it's not an akira of day 20. As the Tziyunim points out on Sadi Tes on the same page, this is as far as HaKodesh. As far as the Plug is concerned, according to the Baal HaTanya, even if it wouldn't schlep that far, it wouldn't be okay. That's what we just mentioned a minute ago. But even as far as the Vest HaKodesh is concerned, it would not be an akira. These dinim of the Baal HaTanya seem to me, both dinim, to be somewhat mechudosh. I mean, posting before you don't see saying it beferish like this. But this din is mamash mechudosh. He doesn't want any source for this last that I just mentioned. But that's it. By Vest HaKodesh, you see earlier, goes schleps in, it shouldn't be an akira. He says a misvar. He doesn't want anybody to say it. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Another poskim I saw didn't seem to indicate this. Varaya. The poskim said, "Bisman hazeh, we don't usually have a vessel kavula chadashim. It's chemat. We don't even have it." Quoted by Latanya, seems to me it should be very common. No. Quoted by Latanya, take the argument. Let's face it. Most women now see between 28 and 32 days. I mean, most, many. Do that most. Many women see between 28 and 32 days. If you hold the way we said it until now, the vessel chadashim has only been seen exactly the same clockwork. 3 months in a row, the same day of the month, the same time period, day or night, that's kamat not shayach. It hardly ever happens nowadays. If you're going to tell me that there's no akira, if it goes into that, I would imagine one could imagine it might be a Vest HaKodesh, and it wouldn't be so unusual. Let's say she starts off seeing, I don't know, the 5th of the month, right? And then she sees, she's constantly varying between 28 and 32. So you keep flipping around, so it's possible that, I guess 23 is not a good example. And she sees between 28 and 30, the better example. She sees between 28 and 30, you can say this. So what's going to happen? So she'll see 28, 30, 29, 28, 28, 30. So what's going to happen? So if she's going to see the 3 days, there'll never be an akira of the Vest HaKodesh. Right? She's 28 and 30, there'll never be an akira. So she'll have a Vest HaKodesh established over a period of 16 months. Because until then, or 8 months, I don't know what. So we know Akira according to the Baal HaTanya sheet. Oh, good. The Chayil say, very good. The Chayil say when the Baal HaTanya stated, if you already had a Vest Kavula Chadash, you can't knock it out. What if you had a Vest Sheena Kavula Chadash, which is all every single time? What about that kind of situation? So from the Baal HaTanya, you have the impression, clearly, if you look at the Tanya himself, that it also is no Akira. So therefore, a woman will see on the Hail of Chodesh. The next month she'll see Dal Lachosh. She'll schlep into hay. The hay is still in the back burner. Then next time she'll see Gimel or Dal or hay. Oh, hay! Hay is here. And then we never lost track of hay. We never lost faith in hay. And then it'll come, I mean, you know, an akira she'll see both. That would be an akira. Right. But if she sees between 28 and 30 days, never more than 30, they'll come out. She'd have a Vestas Kavula Chadashim over a period of 8 months. Of course, in a certain sense, the Baal HaTanya, but she taught, though, by his Vesta Flaga. Because, listen carefully, the Baal HaTanya is thinking so by Vesta Flaga, because a Vestas Kavula Flaga stays forever, unless it's the neck onto a three times too longer Flaga. And even Vestas Sheena Kavula, we saw a shy like this. But the question was like this: can you establish a Vestas Kavula in that way? The Baal HaTanya, let me repeat one more time. The Baal HaTanya says, if you have a flogger of mem, that's the longest flogger of a whole life, mem, 40 days. So the rest of her life, that's how flogger is intact. Because whenever she saw 28, 35, 40, 30, 38, 32, mem was never that guy. Because never passed that arena. Right? So might have kamina. Might have kamina. It's the difference. She has to worry about mem. That's what Baal HaTanya says. Like a message in a kavua. Okay? Then what happens now? She sees mem again. And then she goes back to 33, 35, 38, and then back up. Then guess what? A month later, a year later, she's mem again. Does she have a vessel kavua for mem or not? Established over 10 years. It took her 10 years to make a vessel kavua. What do you say, Rabbi? Yes or no?
What's
your
name? What about that?
Here's a vessel kavua established over 10 years. 40 days? She never was accurate. You didn't follow? A woman sees, and is always seeing in the 30s. Always in the 30s. And it's, you know, jumping up and back, high, low, all kinds of different 30s. And the biggest flux she ever was 40. Okay? She saw 40 once, and 5 days she saw 40 again, and 5 days she saw 40 again. Okay? Is that a versus Kavua according to the Balatanya? From 30 to 40. 30 through 40. She was never over the 40, right? That's what the Be'er Halacha says. The Be'er Halacha says, Al Korchi Anav, it has to be this way. Why? Why did it have to be this way? Listen to this logic. Because the Be'er Halacha in Sif Yud Gimel, the Be'er Halacha begins with the word Rasa, and the paragraph beginning, Lefi Gu Lefi Zeh. Look it up. Like this. We all know, he says. Now what's the whole reason to be Choshesh Reves Hashena Kavua? Listen to this one now. What's the reason because Shavuot Sinikov was? Why? Why are those things? Why? Because it made it become Kavua. I don't know, we all know, but there are many Rishonim hold that way. Rashi can just say that way. The Baal HaMor maybe holds that way. Other Rishonim hold that way. But assuming that that's true, so how could the Baal HaTanya worry about day 40? If it turns Vesta Shena Kavua, it was going to be impossible for that to just lead to a Vesta Kavua. Al Korchiyana Amen, then it must lead to a Vesta Kavua. The Vesta Kavua established over 10 years. So what is Shaita Al Korchi Anan? Why is Russian Al Korchi? So it sounds crazy. Of course it sounds crazy. But what can you do? It sounds crazy about Al Korchi Anan, but it sounds crazy. The Vesta Kavua Al Korchi established over 10 years. It doesn't sound right. You never function anywhere in any Rishonim, Achronim, anyway. I am about Al Korchi Anan. Here's my punch that I've been leading up to for half a week already. I've been giving tips. Now this punchline's coming up. Seems to me that the whole thing might be tottering. The whole Baal HaTanya. I am the quote an often arriving. An often arriving. Has the Raivin Lashitas. The Raivin Lashitas. Because the Raivin holds klar, without any doubt. The Raivin holds that you can have a Vesta Shena Kavua even if it's impossible to ever come to a Vesta Kavua. The Feirish. Where? A couple of places. First by Yamezi Vasa. Remember, all Rishonim except for Tosfos Paskin, there's no Eidish Kavach Leves Yamezi Vasa. Right? That was a Sugya Lama Tes. I even made a point of it then when we learned Lama Tes. So what about Eina Kavua? What's it then? So Rov Paskin say you don't have to worry, and the Rav say you have to worry. Even by Muberet. By Muberet, you can't have a Vesus Kavua. That's how we Paskin against the Ramban. And the Raivin says there's no Vesta Kavua, there's no Eina Kavua either. But the Raivin says the candy, you have to worry about a Vesta Shena Kavua. So the Raivin is a chlor, but you have to worry about a Vesta Shena Kavua, even if it cannot lead the day of Vesta Kavua. That's the Raivin sheet. Mimbela, if the Raivin is correct, then we can say the Baal HaTanya sheet, which the Raivin quotes from the Baal HaTanya, which the Baal HaTanya, no, that's right. Which the Baal HaTanya quotes from the Raivin. Remember the case of 25, 20, she saw a stomach from day 0. She saw day 0, she saw day 25. Day 20, you have to worry about 65 and 70, the Raivin says. What happened? 25 should be knocked off by 20? No, you see, it's not knocked off by 20. But could she come to a Vesta Kavua? It'll take 10 years. So the Raivin will say, what? Me worry. I don't need the possibility of Vesta Kavua. I hold that the Vesta Shena Kavua Yechoshua has nothing to do with the possibility of Vesta Kavua. That's the Raivin, right? But if it could be established that Mikir Adin we pass it, like the Rashba, like others, that it can't end up by the Rashba, that the Vesta Shena Kavua is only Choshesh for, if it leads to the possibility, if it leads to a Kavua, and if you'll assume that it's crazy that you have a Vesta Kavua over 10 years, it leads to a very interesting conclusion. The Hainu, that the Fala Shah, that Afloga Kutsara is Elkeras Afloga Aruk. So there's going to be a two choice. The Raivin is living very comfortably. Because the Ravid says, Sarah is not al keres aruka, because the Ravid holds, so can it come to Kavua for 10 years? That's ridiculous. So what? Ain't a Kavua is a separate independent din. But if we're going to assume that lahalacha, ain't a Kavua is Mishnah Chashash Kavua, you're stuck with one of two extremes. Either Bal Korach Yana Omer into the Bir Halacha, given a Kavua established over 10 years' time, or you have to hold like a Shaka rejected by Malatanya entirely. You can pick which one you want. But the in-between sheet is going to be an impossibility. That was my, what I've been leading up to already, was my revisions until now. Now, I don't know. Lahalacha l'maisa, I'm not sure which way to go. But seems to be an important horror. Very much halacha l'maisa. Yes? You never have an IQ.
So all different numbers, if she happens to see the poor lady, every number between 31 and 40 over a period of 5 years, so she has to be all the questions that every month from now on.
That's correct. That's what the Baal Tanya said. Unless on the Yesh Morim. The Yesh Morim said three times is out. But that Yesh Morim just came out of thin. No, I'm not against the Yesh Morim, but that's not what the Baal Tanya said. He was himself that we'll follow on a compromise sheet. Compromise is a compromise. It's a nice compromise. I'm not against compromise, but that's not, you have to want to be a purist. That's not his sheet. Okay, I both say we'll now, the shiur is half over, we'll go now to the new topic. New topic. We spent a lot of time on Vestas, didn't we? We drained a lot of cups about Vestas. Alright, what can you do? It's a very hard topic. From now on, things are not going to be as difficult. Alright, things are going to be a little bit easier. And it'll be also to be more frequent topics. In other words, they change every day. So if you lost one day, and I lost for 2 weeks. So that's a big plus. Okay. Are we okay? What's now? Okay, good. The next topic is the Kala. Kala Norma Kasuda. So, a Kala is a Kala, so. So what's it? There's such a thing called Dam Basuda. That's the problem. A new factor which we never took into account until now. Now Dam Basuda we know is Dam Maka. Everybody knows that Dam Basulim is Dam Maka. The Chazal were not Chalila ignorant of the biology. They knew exactly what the Dam Basulim was. Dam Maka, not Dam Nida, not Menam Maka, no one near the Maka. Chazal knew all of it. And therefore, since they knew it, they should have come, the Din should have been, that the Din was, Zman HaMishnah, and even the beginning of the Zman HaGemara, that if a man gets married and the wife is a Basula, and she sees Dam Basulim, which would ordinarily have to be a Rishona, but this Dam is nothing. He's Muteris Labaila. And if he marries her at a time that they would still a week time expected until the next period, so she's Muteris to live with him for during the honeymoon. She's Muteris to go on a honeymoon. Yeah, that's how it used to be. It used to be Muteris to go on a honeymoon. I'm saying that advisedly. I'm repeating it for the third time. It used to be Muteris to go on a honeymoon. Because if it was timed right, so it was a honeymoon, so there was nothing wrong. We can have, we'll do whatever, there was no restriction. And then, okay. But, those were days of old. The Rush quotes here, and I have to look at the Rush, it's the same time looking at all the Gemara, some of the whole Sugya, Shaka Natalia. The bottom line of the whole thing is that, what can I say? The bottom line is pretty harsh. It says, Rabbi Shmuel Dami Tavaya Hukas Abal Bilas Mitzvah Parish. Zarvi Ki Rabbi Seinu. Tanei Chazu V'nimnu. Rabbi Seinu Chazu V'nimnu Shul Bal Bilas Mitzvah Parish. Period. At first glance, nobody knows why. I mean, you have a whole sugya with chilukim and dikdukim and pilpulim and all the bottom line is no chilukim and no dikdukim and no pilpulim and no distinction and nothing else. Us, of course, so everything is us. Why? That's a big question. Why? So the Rush says over here in Perek Yud Siman Aleph, third line of the second column. V'nirli at tam b'chum rizu lo b'shvil shenokh shem ayotza damen amokar v'dam psulim. You might think, look, we're afraid that the dam, you're stuck. The dam psulim comes out, maybe there's some damen amokar coming out at the same time. But that's ridiculous, he says. The lama nokhish b'tzin noikah shlo giyaz man aliros. The Gemara is even matter for a 10-year-old girl. He's to marry. I don't know this. So even there was matter to always worry about the dama. We have seen it. She said, "I don't. We have seen it in our life." And even if she's a Yisra Gadol, we shouldn't be worried about it. It's unlikely. Even Fakir, the Gemara says, if she's that, Rodam Apatashi, Tola Damakosa, and Ain the Hamaka Gadola Mizul, Shinibal, that's the Meta Dam Sulim? That's crazy. That can't be the reason. Alatam Chamazu Mishum, the Beilat Mitzvah Lakol Masura, then I call the key in the Chiluk Shiesh Bentinokos, Shaloi Gia's man, other else, and Gia, Bulgaris, Rosa, Lo Rosa, the Yomish of the Chosin Yitzra Tokfo, Hilkach Eskimu Rabbo Seinu Lahashvas Kula V'litan Adin Chumra Shebechumras Sahayna Bulgaris Sherosa Zanosin Lo Bilas Mitzvah Pirish Nosin Lo Osa Bia Shebol Kedarko V'goma Biyos They talk Lif Rosh V'kederach HaMashama Shema Toro Pirish Nidah Tachta V'noah Tzipona V'kaka Shiyomas Eivet Tal Yatsimon Shuos And the part of Yilu V'koshi Apo Pirish Yitziyosa Anolo Kediyos The Bia Zun Oslo Shiyimah V'lo Choshu Lanos Yitziyosa Kederach Shonu B'mishnah Nos Nabalez Tetra Local Vash Pirish Arrived Zal, Domina Shema Sever, etc. Oh. So that's the din. The Keva Shechmira Bebiyazul Asasakinida. Take out the real clump. Hilka Kafilu Bob Loma Tzadam. Keva Derov Nashim Yeshnam Dam Sulin. Chayshina Shema Hoya Shem Tipas Dam Gechadal Venever Shema Chifosh of Azera. The Batoya Lo Tzalina The Milsla Shichu. Wow. This is a real chumrah. Okay. And this chumrah is duly quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Halacha l'maaseh. What did the Rosh, after all the smoke's clear, did the Rosh really give us a reason over here? I mean, he said a lot of things, but did he give a real reason? I mean, oh, they can't eat ice cream. I mean, what's the issue over here? You have to make up an issue. There's a chashash iser, then you have to start worrying. But what was the chashash in the first place? He never really said what the chashash was. Yeah. Right. But there it's also mutter. No? Oh, another way to say. The chumash shebechumras. No, the Rosh says, "Don't blame me. The Gemara's fault. The Gemara already is just chumash shebechumras, and it's based upon the Yitzchak Tov for people can make mistakes. The low pluk. Can they make what mistake will they make? Who knows? Can they make all kinds of crazy mistakes, especially the Snari, the Tov for. Oh, forget. They can't make distinctions. That's all. The Rosh is a different shot entirely. The Rosh says." That we know all along that Dam Sulam is Dam Maka. But we're Maka if it is Dam Maka. I usually make a Dam Maka. It's usually a Megal Dam Maka because what are you going to do? Ask her forever. Ask her for a protracted period, extended period of time. But here, this Dam Maka, we know it's going to only be a very short lived Maka. So they were Maka. Incidentally, I should add, because it's Halacha L'Maaseh. That was the Rashi. Well, this Maka goes away right away. It's not always true. The makah of the dam besulim can last longer than one pashmish. The Rosh Hashulchan has a lashon davar baduk viadua manusa something like that. It's pesayin. He knows, it's known, and it's checked, and it happens all the time that the dam besulim does not come very often. Does not all come out with one pashmish. So very often, what happens is the poor couple never they get married. And then, as soon as they get married, so she's a Surah Leviathan. Then, it's a week later, she has a regular vessel. Alright? So they have to wait now, until it clears up, so Shiva Nakiv. They're talking about 2-3 weeks, easy, after the Chasana. Then she finally goes to the mikveh, bang, again, Dam Sulim, start all over again. Another 11 days, we'll give you a break this time. No, that's the Rosh Hashanah say. We shouldn't chalila v'chad start worrying. It's a challenge come to Rabbanim all the time. Gval, throw them out with Tashmish, Gval. They come right into the roof. Terry says, no, the Pshad is the Dam Sulim and they are still there. So you go forever, you'll say? No. The post can say, unless there's a B in the middle where there was no Dam. Then you have to start worrying. And then the question was, is it a full B? And then you have to start clearing Shalas before you start worrying in the chalila situation of Rosh Hashanah Tashmish. But if there was no be without any dam, and especially there's a little bit of cave and tar, so we're told that this mark, this dam, in the remnant of the dam, the sulam. She has to wait another 11 days. Why don't say 11 days? They give her a break. Break. The chumra ben ashmoshes. This extra big marriage. He didn't have this hasaga of marriage. That's a tough luck. So he said, but I have a way out. What's the way out? Said, look, go to a doctor before the chasana. The doctor can remove the dam psulim. The doctor removes the dam psulim. So then the din should be that there should be no problem. Same in the ksuba too. A wise guy. That was not his intention, I'm assuming. You never know what this guy's doing. What wheels are turning in the guy's mind. How do we pass him? It's what we call a bukasei. That it's an effect. That the psula removed by an artificial way. So he asked, what did I think of his plan? I gave him over the head. I said, this is not loyosa came in komenu. This is not proper to be done. On the contrary, there are many mothers who restrict certain activities of their daughters when they're single, precisely in order to avoid the loss of dam basulim. Horseback riding, Lamashal, that's one of the things which is a common cause of this thing. So you're going to go be a dime, go to a doctor, take it out. It's absolutely not what the Ruach HaKachonim is.